Is here and Red Roof is making it easy to get away. See redroof.com for rules and restrictions.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If Deshaun Watson comes out and tools the Patriots in Foxborough, I mean, I think people will definitely be like, okay, this guy's for real. But if he doesn't, I don't think that means people are going to go, oh, last year was a fluke.
Listen, if Deshaun Watson comes out and plays close to what he was last year, the hype machine's going to be ridiculous.
It will be.
That's going to take him to a different level. I mean, I already see more national attention on a guy like that. I don't think the Texans' defense can be better than the Jags, but the offense has a slightly higher upside
right. With
Watson than Jacksonville does with Bortles. But I still think Jacksonville's the best team in the division, at least on paper going in. But those other guys aren't jokes. I think Andrew Luck can carry that team to 8 wins by himself.
Agreed.
If he's the Andrew Luck that we all remember. And you're not going to be able to just go 9-7 and pump your chest and talk about what a great AFC South champion you are. I'm going to say it may take 11 wins to win the division.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Second one at 603-713-780. Yeah, that was a strong one. Was that the beer?
I think so. I chugged that beer before the break.
All right. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, and you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com. Watch us on live stream.
I was just realizing this. The National League playoff race is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
The American League, what it boils down to, really, is there are six teams vying for five spots.
Yeah, one team out of four is not going to make it.
Yeah.
The
Red Sox and Indians are locks.
Yeah, so I think we just take them out of the equation. The other four.
So three of the Yankees, A's, Mariners, Astros are going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
One of them is going to be left out. The National League, the Brewers are currently the leader in the wild card race. And by the way, they're like a game out of first place in their division. There are 8 teams within 6 games of the first wild card spot. So there's 11 teams fighting for playoff spots right now. I think that's awesome. It's nice. I mean, for us, it's nice that the Astros are one of the teams in that mix, and it's unlikely that they won't make the playoffs. But, man, the National League is I don't watch very much National League baseball. I have a hard enough time watching. If I'm going to watch baseball, I'm going to watch the Astros because that's what we talk. But, man, there's a lot of good baseball going on in the National League. A lot of teams in the mix.
Yeah, since the Astros have moved to the AL, I pay almost no attention until the playoffs. But, all right, so I've got his roster here, and I already see some areas where I can spend money better. But I'm going to tell you who he's got, all right? His quarterback, he has 3 on the roster. I'm only carrying 2.
But okay.
He has Carson Wentz, $7.28 million.
Okay. I'd spend the money on Brady.
Dak Prescott, $725. It's a pretty good backup.
Yeah.
Brandon Weeden, $720, is his third quarterback.
Yeah, I don't have a third quarterback.
I don't either. I'm going to have 2. Dak is a really good value at $725, but obviously I'm going to spend a little more on my backup too. Here's your running backs.
Can I just point out that I know, I understand why he's going with Carson Wentz, but
for $7 million, you can. I think if I go with 2 quarterbacks there and one of them's Brady, I'd be okay.
When you consider that Tom Brady isn't even in the top 10. In salary for quarterbacks, there's no better value than Tom Brady. They're, and even Aaron Rodgers is down on that list too, really.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan doesn't make a whole lot compared to other
Rodgers. Rodgers is about to get a new contract, but for this exercise, yeah. Yeah. I would take him in a heartbeat.
Because the top 10 quarterbacks in salary for 2018, Garoppolo, Stafford, Carr, Flacco, Luck, Cousins, Breeze, Wilson, Roethlisberger, Eli Manning.
I could pass on all those and be fine.
So if you're telling me I can get Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Matt Ryan and still – listen, I think Carson Wentz is good. I think he's going to continue to be good. But I'd feel a lot more comfortable if you said, hey, go win me a Super Bowl. Which guy are you going with? I'll still take Tom Brady. And before you say it, I know the Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl last year. I'll still take Tom Brady.
Well, especially when you hear the rest of this roster, I feel like I can put together a better roster. David Johnson is the running back, $2.07 million.
That is pretty strong value. And when I was thinking about Le'Veon Bell, it's like, you're talking about a guy who's making $14 million. Yeah, to get David Johnson for $2 million, you're not going to find a better value than that.
Well, I think the better values is the second and third string running backs, and since he took those, I can't. Jordan Howard, $692,000. Alvin Kamara, $878,000.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he's loaded at running back here. Chase Edmonds, $593,000. And here's another spot where I'm going to save some money. He has fullback Derek Watt.
You don't need a fullback.
$662,000.
Yeah, you don't need a fullback because you're not running. You're not playing dinosaur football.
Wide receivers: Antonio Brown, $7.96 million.
That's pretty good value.
Adam Thielen, $6.1 million. I could probably
you paying that.
I can make up some room elsewhere there. Terrell Williams, $2.91 million. Josh Gordon, $790K.
That's good value.
Keelan Cole, $556K. Saeed Blacknall of Oakland,
$480,000.
Okay. Tight end. He's got Gronk, $10.91 million.
If it's a perfect team, Gronk is on the team.
You know what? I'll take Travis Kelce cheaper.
Travis Kelce, well.
But I don't need to spend $10.91 million on a tight end in my offense.
Okay. Travis, you know what Travis Kelce's number is?
What?
9.6.
I'll still take him.
Oh, not me.
Zach Ertz at 4.94, I would like to have as my starter, but he's taking him as a backup. And George Kittle of San Francisco, $630K. I'm probably going to do like I would in a fantasy draft here and go with all cheap.
Since you'll take Ryan Howard or Ryan Griffin for 2.5, what you're saying.
No.
No.
offensive line, Nate Solder, $10 million. No, thank you. I'll get a real left tackle, not a guy who made a bunch of money in free agency because he was a free agent.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. He's the biggest name you can probably get. How much is he?
$10 million.
You can get Ryan Khalil for cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know what Tyron Smith's number is, but that's probably where I would look first.
It's the highest. It's 17.5.
I could probably find a way to squeeze that in though.
Okay,
but we'll see. I think I can do better than Nate Solder even if I pay a little more. Quentin Nelson at guard, 4.34. I think I can do better than that. They have Travis Frederick playing center at 6.28. I think I can get better value and not spend that much. The other guard, Brandon Scherff, 6.75. And Lane Johnson of Philadelphia is his right tackle at 4.98. That's good value.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I can put together a better line. That backup's Trent Brown, 1.91. Deion Dawkins, Buffalo, 951. And Chase Roullier, Washington, 592.
All right.
It says, with speed and versatility, this D would dominate. I don't agree, but we'll come back to the defense after Beth is on.
Okay.
Because
that's a long-term tease. You're holding them through.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good move.
So, well, here's one thing I don't have to tease you about. I can be completely upfront and honest with you that Zumo sausage is awesome. As a matter of fact, we're going to have some tomorrow. Ryan's bringing some down here. But I'll tell you, Zumo's Boudin, Zumo's Party Time Sausage, Zumo's Andouille Sausage, they just know how to make sausage. And you know why? They've been doing it since 1908. And the Party Time Sausage, my favorite, comes in different flavors. It's made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, and hickory smoke for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. It's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for years. And everybody over in the Golden Triangle knows all about Zumo's, and They've been in Houston and doing great. The boudin is fantastic. It is. I've never really had boudin that I liked out of a store until Zumo's. It's fantastic. And Zumo's andouille sausage is also a truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. You can find all Zumo products at your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumo's. If you're going to HEB, check it out. If you're going to Fiesta, if you're going to Kroger, any of those should have Zumo's. They'll have the andouille sausage. They'll have the boudin. And they'll have the Party Time sausage. Z-U-M-M-O. That's all you got to look for on the label. Z-U-M-M-O. Zumo's. Make it a Zumo's weekend. Much more.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is County Judge Ed Emmett. It's been 1 year since lives were changed by Harvey's devastating floods. Working together, we survived Harvey. Now we must work together to fight future flooding. On August 25th, your vote for the Harris County Flood Bond Proposition will help restore and protect our families, homes, neighborhoods, and businesses. Let's be Harris County strong. Let's fight flooding. Let's go vote.
Political ad paid for by Fight Flooding.
Hi, I'm Leonard Courtright here with my pal Nolan Ryan, an 8-time repeat satisfied customer of Allied Siding and Windows.
That's right.
Nolan, the siding and home improvement business is kind of like baseball. Different customers, different needs, different pitches.
That makes sense.
When Allied installs James Hardy siding ahead of schedule and sooner than our customers think possible, what kind of pitch would that be?
That's a fastball.
What about a homeowners association that sends pages of rules and restrictions and the customer doesn't even know where to turn?
That'd be a curveball.
When a homeowner lets a company that they've never heard of put up siding with no guarantee, that would be a knuckleball, right?
More like a knucklehead.
For James Hardy siding installed by factory-trained crews and full HOA compliance, trust Allied Siding and Windows, a Courtright family company.
Call 713-WINDOWS. Same name and phone number for 30 years. Don't be a knucklehead.
Rack 'em, stack 'em, ribs days are here at Saltgrass until September. Stop by your local Saltgrass and enjoy a full rack of baby back ribs. It includes homemade bread, a dinner salad or cup of soup, and a side item of your choice. Get your ribs and pick your sauce. I like splitting my order in two and getting both the Crown Royal Maple Barbecue Sauce and my new favorite, the Honey Ginger Sriracha Barbecue Sauce. It's time to rack 'em and stack 'em at Saltgrass Steakhouse with their fall off the bone baby back ribs. Find your location at saltgrass.com.
The Charlie Polillo Show.
Bregman's an adjutant in terms of the other team. Love the way he plays. His brio is among the many core elements that make these Astros so great, along with the fact that as an offensive player this season, he's darn close to being as productive as Altuve, despite his batting average being 70 points lower, because Bregman's drawn all kinds of walks. His extra base power is really good. He has 10 home runs. Terrific play.
The Charlie Polillo Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
At this very moment, a child is missing. On September 25th, show your support for Houston's Amber Alert. Attend Texas Center for the Missing's annual Pro-Am Golf Tournament presented by Allegiance Bank. Held at Memorial Park Golf Course. Foursomes are $975 per team. Funds raised will support the Houston Amber Alert program, internet safety programs, prevention education for the community, and law enforcement training for recovering missing children. For more information, visit centerforthemissing.org. That's centerforthemissing.org.
All right, guys, got to tell you, if you are not happy in your job for whatever reason, if it's just miserable, you're not making enough money, you don't like your boss, get out of there, man. Information technology. I know what you're thinking. I'm not a math and science guy. I'm not a computer guy. They don't care. That's not a problem. There's no excuse. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. That's no time when you really think about it. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week to get everything you'll need to start your new career and your new life. And it's more than just a school. They actually help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that specifically hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. It's mycomputercareer.edu, mycomputercareer.edu.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means? It's Beth time. What's going on, Beth?
Hey, y'all. Good. Oh, I'm good. I'm glad to be here. I just finally listened to that again and realized y'all are the masters of love.
Yeah.
I somehow forget that, and I should address you properly
every time.
Masters of love.
I preferred Lord Falcon first of his name.
Oh, okay. I like Masters of Love way better.
His other nicknames.
Really? Does he have other ones that I don't know about?
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Oh, I want to hear those.
You want to hear them?
Yeah. Yes.
According to Fred's Wikipedia page.
Uh-huh.
His nicknames.
Yeah.
The Great Hipster.
Never heard of that one.
Fowler Power.
I like that.
Trout.
Yeah, that one I've heard.
Oh.
Uncle Freddy.
Yeah, oh. That was my old poker nickname.
The Falcon.
Yeah.
Heard of that one.
The Gargoyle.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
not flattering, but
it was a blog post one time that somebody turned into a nickname.
The Horseman.
Never heard it.
King Fowler.
Never heard that.
President Fowler.
Never heard that.
Prime Minister Fowler.
Maybe.
Fred Quick Weight Loss Fowler.
That was a long time ago.
Big Daddy Fowler.
That one I don't know.
Who did this Wikipedia page?
I have no idea. No, I didn't do it.
The Smart One.
Well, that, yeah, he liked that one.
He did like that. The Smart One.
Yeah, that was the smart one. He was the funny one.
Oh, that's cool.
Not My Nickname, Fowler.
True.
Lord Falcon Targaryen.
That one I like.
Dr. Fonzie Fowler.
There is a real live Dr. Fonzie Fowler. That's not me.
Savior Fowler. Flogging Freddy.
Oh, I like that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
That was your fault. That was your fault.
Dragon Tail.
Oh, yes.
Durf.
I don't know what that
is. They called me that in high school.
Ferd.
Called me that in high school, too.
Fred the Quick Weight Loss Sponsored Deflator Fowler.
Can we go back to Flogging Fowler? I'm really liking that.
No, I have
that.
To finish first. You can choose your favorite at the end.
I'm not very good about waiting for people to finish.
Frank Fowler. Freud Fowler. Fred the Meatloaf Fowler.
Wow.
Don't know where that one came from.
Okay.
The Canadian Wombat.
Okay, kind of like that one.
The Sultan. And the Little Red Pocket Rocket.
The Little Red Pocket Rocket. I'm not sure that's a very flattering.
I don't even know where that came from, but okay. I kind of like that Sultan and that Canadian Wombat. I'm going to work those in.
What's your favorite?
I'm liking the Flogging
Freddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see, somebody probably put that on there because of what you did at that time to me.
I am glad to have an impact on your life. You know, that's my goal in life, is to change people's lives. So that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm impressed you have a Wikipedia page. Huh? I want a Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have one.
I don't.
Oh, I need, now I feel like I need a Wikipedia page.
I'm mentioned on Fred's. That's all that matters to me.
As his side,
yep.
You know.
In May 2010, AJ Hoffman replaced Matt Dean on the Blitz.
Oh, wow.
That's the only way
I know that it's been more than 8 years is because of that Wikipedia page. Because I can never remember what year. Somebody asked me, when did Gal Media buy you guys? I'm like,
I don't know about that.
2012. Okay. I had to look it up.
Okay, well, I'm just going to put this out there. I want a Wikipedia page, and I want on my Wikipedia page that it's going to say that I joined the Blitz in December of 2016.
Was that when it was?
Yeah. Yeah, December 2016. That was a long time ago.
That long?
I don't keep up with dates.
It's been that long. Can you believe that? We've been, like, going steady for a long time.
We have.
It's very nice.
This is like my third longest relationship.
And still.
Oh, I know. And you still like me.
And you still haven't stepped on home plate.
And he won't. But we're still friends and I love it.
That is no way to keep him coming back.
It's the best threesome ever.
You should at least say maybe someday.
Oh, maybe someday? I'm not very good at that coy, that teasing stuff.
What if Fred's wife dies?
Oh, my God. I would never wish that on
her.
No.
What if she...
Knock wood? No. No.
She could die. She's old.
Okay.
No, she's
What if
not.
She cheated on Fred with a black guy and then couldn't go back?
Oh.
And so Fred,
again?
She left Fred.
Uh-huh.
And now Fred's single.
Oh, yes. Then what? He'd fall in love with somebody else, some alien and something.
But if
I were Fred, yes, I would definitely
think about
it. You would
consider Fred a potential lover.
Right, of course. I totally love Fred. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I would consider that about you, too. There are a lot of married people that I would. But
I'm a little young for you.
Oh, I love that. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you couldn't keep up. I'm way more mature. I know much more than you. You're right. You probably are too young and dumb. But yeah, there you go. So, people should stay with the one they're with. And that's my goal in life, is to keep people together and keep them happy and having sexy fun. And so that's what I wish for everybody.
People do die, though.
They do. And it's not a happy thing and not something I think we should joke about. I'm sitting here knocking wood because I
joke about everything. Sorry.
Yeah, I know you do. And that's okay.
I can see death from this age. So,
but I don't want people to think that about me, because that's not the way it is. When I see people, couples that are together and happy and everything, I am so thrilled for them. It would never... I live vicariously. I look at these couple and go, oh, yes, that's what I want to be. That's who I want to be. These 80-year-olds that come into the shop and they've been together forever and they're still having sexy fun. And I'm like, I want what you're having. Like, I don't want it with that same person. I want it with my own person. And I don't want my own person to have gotten there through anything as awful, through something as awful as a loss and stuff like that. So, anyway, that's just me, but what do I know? But, hey, do you know that it's Relaxation Day? National Relaxation Day. Like, our country is so, we're so uptight that we need a day to celebrate relaxing.
I think we should.
Isn't that crazy? So everything today, FYI, at Darling Way, all of our bath and massage products and our bubble baths and pheromone stuff and CBD intensive creams and things, massage candles, those are all 30% off. I want everybody to know that. Use promo code RELAX.
One of the things that I noticed, the way you trick people, you say, this is a massager. Look in the massager section, but really it's a vibrating dildo.
But what's the difference? I'm not sure that a massager is, it just, what, why do we differentiate between what part of the body we use it to massage? Because my magic wand that I love so much, I mean, I use it on my back and neck and shoulders almost as often as I use it on my more intimate, feminine parts.
What do you use to wipe your ass?
Toilet paper.
What do you use to blow your nose?
Toilet paper half the time.
It's all right. You don't have to make my point for me. I understand what you're doing. You're fighting off making my point.
But
different things for, I mean.
But I actually thought that facial tissue is not as disposable in a toilet. I didn't think it dissolves as much. So I actually thought they were different contents.
But if I use your dildo on your back, it's not going to be as effective as a back massager.
No, some of them are. Believe me, the one that I really like is strong enough. It's better on your back than anything you can buy at Brookstone or the mall or something like that. Hands down.
Okay.
Way better.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, way better. And, you know, it's funny, though.
You know a little bit more about this than me.
Yeah, and I pay attention. But there are some that are more pointed and you know, smaller. And so they literally aren't going to cover the mass of your back and shoulders or something. Or they're
some of them have the little
hooked. They're like a U shape. So those I would not use. So that's fine. And frankly, I don't usually call those massagers. I call them romantic props as the general category.
Right.
Because I think people should create their own show. But
you don't like the word dildo, though.
Dildo is fine. I just don't like the word toys, because toys implies like something, it's childish, it's immature, they're meaningless, they're replaceable. And I think of romantic props as literally things that we take care of. Like when you go to a professional theater company, they have an amazing prop closet and you're careful with those things. You don't just leave them on the floor and kick them and throw them just in a trunk and whatever. You take care of them because they're expensive.
Someone here hasn't
seen
Toy Story. And understand the true love that you can have for toys.
Well, that's true. And you can, but...
he took Woody to college with him.
Which is awesome. I would take Woody to college, too.
Of course you would, because you love romantic props.
I know. And anything called Woody works.
That's right. Cowboy hat and all.
Yes, he's so cute and so sweet. But anyway,
Buzz,
but do you know
is
how?
Also one of your favorites.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. To infinity and beyond.
If only there was like...
Yes.
If only Buzz and Woody could have a love child.
Yes. That would be awesome. I would watch The Love Affair. Just the movie of The Love Affair. But anyway, do you know how vibrators got invented? I don't know if I've shared this with y'all.
I honestly have no idea. I've never given that any thought.
Okay. So this is how you realize why they really... When you call them massagers, you're not going too far out. Because... Between, like, from the 1880s to 1920s, women were being diagnosed with hysteria on a just huge basis. And what would happen is that these women would then go to their doctor's offices, they would get on the table, and their doctors, who were men, would use their hands to manually stimulate the women to orgasm. And they never talked about it being sex or pleasure. They just talked about it being pelvic massage, with air quotes. And the doctors would tell the women, now you're going to be more relaxed. You're going to sleep better. You're going to be nicer to your husband and your better mom. You're going to clean the house better, cook the meals, everything. And so really, that's how I remind people, this is how we know that orgasm is about health. Because before there was shame and before we attached orgasm to sex, people were going and getting orgasms from their doctors. And then what happened was the poor doctors, those poor little men, their hands were so tired and they were getting carpal tunnel. So companies invented big box vibrators and sold them to doctors' offices. And then these same companies thought, ooh, we could sell them directly to the women. Because again, nothing about sex, no expectation that husbands would actually make their wives orgasm. But they would sell vibrators, pelvic massagers, to women. And they were sold in Sears catalog, Montgomery Ward's catalog. And I love this. They were advertised in Good Housekeeping until about 1950s. And that's when they put shame and sex and orgasm together. And they said, ooh, and they put vibrators.
Did you see the video earlier this month of the guy from Kansas who stood in front of the Board of Commissioners in Lawrence, Kansas to try to legalize hand jobs?
No. I love that.
His argument
for
was...
For money, you mean? I assume they're sort of... They're not illegal, except...
He was saying that, why can I get a... Why can I get a shoulder massage, or I can pay a doctor to massage my prostate to check my my prostate gland. The only part of my body I'm not allowed to have massaged is my penis. Why is that? And then he says that they should make prostitution legal because it would cut down on sex trafficking and things like that. And then he said, if someone wants to yank a guy's crank, I say let them. That's a quote. That would be a truly happy ending for everyone. God bless the USA.
Yeah. Well, so he should go back and remember what happened. And all of these women, I'm telling you, from the best families and every the small towns, the big cities, they were going to their doctor's offices and getting hand jobs on their clitorises to orgasm. Again, it's health. And American Medical Association has come out and said men need 3 orgasms a week and women 1 for optimal health. And so when we talk about relaxation
day,
minimum.
Okay. What's a maximum before it's like... it starts to be detrimental to your health.
I think it's only detrimental to your health when you are sacrificing other things that are important to you.
Okay.
So if you're out in your
car and you're... But what about physical health?
No, I think there's...
There's no limit.
No. No. And for men, actually, the more...
One time when I was in the Army, I had some severe chafing.
Yes.
Because I had a long weekend and...
And you went too hard.
I couldn't make anything work out with a lady.
Yes.
So I just used...
Yes, your hand.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're really good lotions and stuff for, right? So you can use
a lotion to masturbate.
Well, don't use hand lotion because that's designed to get absorbed by the skin. That's why you use a lube. That's the difference.
I don't like that.
I have some really nice ones, and they're just a little bit, and they'll prevent you from getting chafed.
Tyler, you use lubrication when you masturbate?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fred?
No.
No, Fred, like you're like me. You're old school. We're cowboys.
But it's just like women. Sometimes it can be okay, but sometimes if you start getting a little irritation, it just hurts a lot. So use lubrication when you want it. I'm not saying you have to do it all the time, but it definitely can make things make things easier and make things feel better. And yeah, so that's why relaxation. Do you know the benefits of orgasm? They help you fight infection. About 25% more than your normal body. They're good for your skin, your heart, makes you look 10 years younger and improves your overall health.
There's no way someone... I don't look 10 years younger than I am. In all honesty, I look 10 years older, if anything.
Well, no, but in other words, if you weren't having regular orgasm, you might look even older.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
I would look like Fred if I didn't masturbate.
Fred, I don't know. We'll just leave him there.
Fred, why do you pull your hat down during this segment?
I'm just saying that it's really important, and I can't stress that. I know people think I just am a little bit crazy and I take this stuff too seriously, but it really does have huge repercussions in terms of our emotional health, our physical health, as well as our relationship. And again, the thing for today, as it's relaxation day, is I would think about in your relationship, is... sexy fun something that actually is relaxing, or is it something more that becomes an obligation or a chore for either one of you? Because I can help you make sure that we take it out of that realm and put it back in the, oh my gosh, I can't wait to do this. I love to fool around with my partner as much as I love to watch a football game or play a round of golf or play poker or whatever else it is in your life that you really like. And I want to make sure that both partners feel that way. And so, because that should be the best and easiest form of relaxation everybody can participate in.
Right.
So,
real quickly, give us your upcoming events there.
Oh, okay. I'm doing my first online course and stuff because we've got so many people that can't make it into our classes. So I'm doing a From Good Girl to Sexy Siren, The Secrets to Being a Great Lover class for online for women. So they can join us every Tuesday night in September. It'll be four workshops through a phone call on the computer and everything with questions and involvement and participation. We'll talk about everything from loving yourself to vibrators and all sorts of romantic props to how to please a male lover with oral sex, how to receive and enjoy oral sex more, and how to actually learn to love loving somebody, including yourself. So I'm excited for that. So From Good Girl to Sexy Siren, The Secrets to Being a Great Lover, that'll start the first week of September, and they can sign up online. And then September 5th, we're doing our next sexy trivia at Marfrela's, 7:30 to 9:30. They can register online. And then Sunday, September 9th, I do my Oral 101 live workshop at the shop, How to Love His Body While Blowing His Mind.
All That's right, and popular. Tell people where the shop is.
The Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive. And don't forget, all of our bath and massage products online now at darlingway.com. Use the code promo code RELAX and get 30% off today. Relax and enjoy yourself with somebody special.
Awesome.
All or right. Just some random.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you don't or have somebody special.
I say that's like fast food, and sometimes I like fast food.
Not
so
everybody
that's right.
Not everyone has a...
That's right. Just call it what it is. Recognize it. Be respectful. Enjoy it. Be honest. Be truthful.
That's right.
And yeah. And then let's keep aspiring to fine dining. And heck, I'm happy I'll start matching people up and stuff. So I do coaching about with online dating profiles and stuff. And that's been going well. And I've had some people have some great luck there. So yeah, if you need somebody, then let's talk and let's find you somebody really special and worthwhile.
All right. It's Beth from Darling Way. Go check out the shop and go online and buy today.
Stalker Brian says, I am also a cowboy. He's like us, Fred.
Mm.
Just so you know.
Can I be a cowgirl?
No, you use lube.
Oh, that's what he means. I'm so silly. I don't even get it. I'm thinking cowgirl position. Okay. No.
When you're out on the trail ride, when you're busting broncs and herding cattle, you don't have room in your saddlebag for lube. You just have to...
Well, that's true. But so sometimes people use spit, right?
Could.
Give a little bit. Or just like make sure gross. That you're holding it so that you're not actually doing skin on skin friction. So just pull the whole...
Now, remember the story I was telling you about when I was in the Army. You have to. Yeah. I was in the Army from the age of 17 to 20.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't... I still hadn't mastered my art yet.
Yeah.
Now, that would never happen.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got it all figured out now.
I love that.
All right.
I love it.
Guys, I have to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And, guys, if you've got a vehicle that you're not using anymore, maybe a truck, maybe a car, could be a motorcycle, could be a tractor, could be an RV, if it's sitting in your garage and you were thinking, hey, man, I'm going to fix this up and sell it or fix it up and give it away, and then you never got around to it, and now it won't start, maybe it's gotten a little rusty, well, guess what? You can donate it to Texans Can Academies. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 gift card. That simple. And the cool thing is, man, it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio on either station, they're going to come and tow it. And all you have to do is make that call, because that donation goes to help kids at the Texans Can Academies, which are schools that take in kids that have dropped out of other schools. And they give them another chance. I got a bunch of new students coming, and a lot of these are kids that had to get jobs to support their family. Well, they work around all that. They do great things over there, and you can do a great thing just by becoming the latest Blitzer to donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
So pure, so deep. This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
We just finished our fantasy football marathon on ESPN, and congratulations, almost 1.9 million signed up through ESPN.com.
1.9 million. I mean, that again, I had not bought in to the fantasy football thing.
Yeah.
Teams, the drafts, and all that. But, I mean, you have to. It's one of those things, again, get in line or get stepped on.
That's exactly
okay?
Right.
So I'm getting in line. I get it. I get it, people. I understand.
And one of the great things about fantasy football, it's not so much whether or not you win. You just don't want to lose.
You don't want to lose. I mean, it is.
That's a part of it.
You'd love to win.
Yeah.
But you would. That's the choice.
Don't be last.
I mean, do not be last. That's exactly right. This is one thing where if you're in the middle of the pack, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio. On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On The Go rules, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this was burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders here, just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America's about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Don't you miss the good old days when Texadelphia was in town?
Bro, haven't you heard? Texadelphia's back. They have two locations now, one on Westheimer and a brand new one on Montrose.
What?
That's right, Houston. The beloved Texadelphia is back in town. Signature cheesesteaks, burgers, chips and queso, and local brews on tap. Both locations are perfect destinations to hang with your crew and cheer on the hometown squad. The good old days are back. Texadelphia, home of the original Texas cheesesteak. Texadelphia.com.
It's Gulfgate time, and the savings never stop at Gulfgate. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. The summer clearance event rolls on at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Plus, during the Labor Day event, lease a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Port S4x4 for just $185 per month. Or lease a 2019 Ram 15 Bighorn Lone Star Crew Cab for just $299 a month. Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop. And our new state-of-the-art service center is now open with twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at GulfgateDodge.com.
Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram.
2018 Jeep Wrangler, 36-month closing lease, $8,030 down, payment of $185.19, total due at signing, $8,215.19. 2019 Ram 1500, 36-month closing lease, $9,073 down, payment of $409.69, total due at signing, $9,482.69. Tax, title, and registration additional. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Gulfgate time, come on!
from your Honda of Houston.com ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Indeed. I-10, the Katy Freeway, eastbound at Bunker Hill. Crews have cleared an accident, but now there's an accident on I-10 eastbound at Bingle. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. This traffic update's brought to you by Honda of Houston.com. Schedule your Goldwing demo ride today.
All right, guys, if you own your home, you need to listen up now. Our friends at Bill Advisor are about to deliver big savings on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's always been trouble. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone said, oh, 15 minutes to save a few percent. Well, Bill Advisor's new system, it's faster, and you're probably going to save a ton. They will deliver you a firm insurance quote in 15 seconds. How about that? Using nothing but a single text message. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back, and you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. How about that? Savings with Bill Advisor are real. The average homeowner saving over $790 a year. It's real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018, guys. Nobody has 15 minutes to wait around anymore. Bill Advisor is going to find you savings in 15 seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hi, I'm Chris Flowers. If licenses and regulations help stop sex trafficking, then if Kansas truly wanted to put an end to sex slavery, shouldn't they allow grown adults to engage in prostitution legally and then regulate and license that? When you ban something outright, that forces what you ban onto the black market. And the black market is where shady stuff starts happening. Case in point, many years ago, my friend came over with some marijuana and we smoked it. Shortly after, we both started feeling something wasn't quite right. That's right, it was laced. Then not too long ago, Colorado legalized marijuana, and now a lot of the marijuana being sold around here comes from dispensaries in Colorado, and you hardly ever hear tales anymore of people buying pot that's laced. I say the same basics apply to prostitution. If prostitution was legalized and reasonably regulated, then most people would rather deal with a legitimate licensed prostitute than have to deal with pimps and potential sex slaves. So I propose this. The city allows for licensed masseurs to give genital massages if the masseur and the client both agree to it. We let someone get naked and have every other part of their body touched and rubbed by a massage therapist. Hell, we let proctologists spend their day fingering men and sticking things up their anus. So if someone wants to yank a guy's crank, I say let him. Picture this, a big old sweaty fat guy. Would getting him off with your hand actually be that much worse than giving him a full body massage, getting up in there under the folds of fat, or being the proctologist sticking your finger up his ass? And that brings...
There is Chris Flowers making his pitch.
Okay. Sounded a lot like intern Trey to me.
Maybe they're related.
The guy was trying so hard not to laugh the whole time. It was hard to take him seriously. Hey, listen, for your chance to win.
Oh, you were trying to take him seriously?
Well, I thought when you brought it up, he was being serious, but no, he clearly not.
I think he definitely is being serious.
I think he's just shy about saying the word anus. And
no, I think he was going out of his way to say those words.
I think he was like, anus.
Listen, for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a pair of tickets to the Ziegenbach Music Festival. Don't miss the 16th Annual Music Festival at Sam Houston Race Park, Saturday, September 29th. See the Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Reckless Kelly, Roger Krager, Kevin Fowler, plus many more perform live. Charlie Palillo gave away today's prize to Daniel, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Daniel, for being today's winner. So, Reckless Kelly and R. Kelly aren't the same person?
I think they're different.
Okay. I did not know. All right, let's wrap this puppy up with deaths. Same way we wrap up the show every Wednesday. Start with celebrities. Dave Williams from Drowning Pool, 2002.
The body
hit the floor. I've been doing this too long. 2015, Bob Johnston, American music producer, produced Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash, dead at 83. 1956, Bela Lugosi, actor best known as Dracula. I don't know how Dracula could die of a heart attack at 73, but somehow Bela Lugosi did.
He did.
1999, Pee Wee Reese, American baseball player, dead at 81. That's a good run. Political figures. Idi Amin, 2003.
Not familiar with his work.
I just remember him being a Saturday Night Live joke back in the day. So, but that's all I knew about him.
Made a great impression.
He was a Ugandan dictator from 71 to 79, so a little before I was paying attention.
Sounds like a bad guy.
Yeah. Estimated to kill between 100,000 to 500,000 people.
Oh, he's a really bad guy.
Yeah, that's a... I think we can say that guy sucks.
Yeah, I'm against him.
He's dead now.
Oh, thankfully. Thank God.
Yeah. 1057, Macbeth. King of Scots, slain in battle by the son of King Duncan.
Slain in battle.
Life is but a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Macbeth was heard no more. Beware, Macduff. Yeah. Okay, he's dead. Who else we got? God, these suck. These are not good. I'm just going
to... Come on, sell it.
I'm going to skip down to the best deaths because they're pretty good.
All right.
2009, Les Paul.
That's your guy.
It's my guy. My guitar is named after him. Dead at 94. 2007, Eddie Griffin, basketball player.
Did he die while watching pornography?
Or is that...
No, Eddie Griffin's the guy who had, a heart problem, right?
I think he got plowed by a train, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Who's the guy who got who was watching porno in his car and got arrested and then he died?
Eddie Griffin, American basketball player, died of a traffic collision.
Okay.
Yeah, a train hit his car.
But he wasn't watching porno when it happened?
He might have been. I don't know. It would be a weird place to stop your car and watch porno, I think. Unless you're doing some kind of weird game where you're supposed to fire off before the train hits you.
Yep. Eddie Griffin, I don't know that this is the accident that killed him, but he did cause an accident while drunk and masturbating to a pornographic movie.
Oh, who has that?
The crash that he died in, he had more than 3 times the legal alcohol limit in his system.
But not masturbating.
That's not mentioned in the autopsy report.
Okay. No. Autopsy report. There appears to be a strain on his penis. That tells me that at the point of impact, he was pleasuring himself. What is going on with the live stream? Oh, the pee has gotten in the way of the camera.
Oh, dear. Oh, jeez. The pee from the pins. Oh. All right. Yeah, let's... Why hasn't the pee died like the N? Yeah.
Y'all should actually do that on Thursday or Friday. Suck the helium out and try and do a full segment that.
Nope. No interest in that. But thank you.
Do what now?
Do a full segment with helium voices.
I don't think there's enough helium in there to do it.
You could always try.
I could.
God, I miss Jong. All right. 1995.
He would have suggested the same thing, probably.
No. No, he would have done something with a canary.
No, he would have gone in here and done it himself, Tyler.
Exactly. Rather have us do it.
You're all worried about
Why don't you go suck on the helium?
You're worried about having a masculine voice on the air.
Yeah, exactly. Grow your beard back.
Hey, does Charlie Palillo let you pick the music all by yourself?
Yeah, he picked one song today.
Okay. What was his song?
I can't. It was a Dire Straits song.
No, it wasn't the Rage song?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Charlie, know any useless facts about Rage Against the Machine?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I probably know more useless facts about Rage than he does. Mickey Mantle, 1995.
That's a strong one.
Dead at 63. That's a hell of a run for as much as he drank. That's why I always say my kind of over under 63. So I'm trying to be Mickey Mantle. 1977, Elvis Presley. Dies
That's
at
a good one, too.
42 years old.
Can we get two more and make a Mount Rushmore for this week?
No, we're getting close. 1950.
Mickey Mantle, Elvis Presley, both strong.
Yeah, strong contenders.
Yep.
William Randolph Hearst.
Nope.
No. I used to work for Mr. Hearst's company. Really crappy company, I might add. 1948. I almost did the S word on that. That's how much I hated working for those dickweeds. This one makes your list. You ready?
Yep.
1948, George Herman Babe Ruth.
All right, he's in.
Dead of esophageal cancer.
We need one more head.
Okay, 1946, H.G. Wells, English sci-fi author? No. This is a borderline one. I think you may be able to put this one in, one of the next two. 1227, Genghis Khan, Mongol conqueror.
Ooh, I'll take him.
That's a pretty good one, right?
Yeah, he can be on the team.
Well, it's him or 30 B.C., Cleopatra, the last ruler of the Egyptian Ptolemaic dynasty, commits suicide allegedly by inducing an asp to bite her, an Egyptian cobra. Cleopatra or Genghis Khan?
I'll take Genghis Khan.
Yeah, probably. Jim the Anvil Neidhart. We talked about him.
Yep.
Dead. He died from injury sustained in a fall.
Tyler, in a fall? Do your best Jim the Anvil Neidhart laugh impersonation right now.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I don't remember at all.
Come on.
And finally, that sounds like Pee Wee Herman.
No, that's...
That sounds like Fire Marshal Bill.
I'm Mr. Lizard, a monster.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where he took it from.
Finally, Plain Guy Rich stole the plane and crashed it into the ground.
We had like Plain Guy. No porno stars?
No porno stars. Just Plain Guy Rich. All right, so tomorrow we're in studio once more.
I like that.
You know, we'll have. I'm kind of thrown off that the Texans game is Saturday this week. I actually wanted to go to that Michael Rappaport thing, but I have to watch the Texans instead. Like, it's weird how they do preseason. You get like a Thursday and then Saturday and then Thursday again, and they always do Thursday for the last one so you can get it out of the way and get cuts done. But I am interested to see how things go Saturday night and see how much they play Deshaun Watson, which hopefully will not be a lot.
All right.
Tyler still hasn't figured that at 1 minute he's
we start
to,
playing music.
He starts putting,
jamming out.
We start putting the music up. And that's not the right song. You're supposed to do What I've Done. That's the wrap-up song.
I know, but he usually plays a song off of Death.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
I'm just channeling my inner Jong.
This is a good song, though. You'll never be Jong, Tyler. I'm sorry. You've come a long way, but you'll never be Jong. And then Jong's going to leave us at some point to go be rich.
And we're going to be stuck with him.
Yeah, and so
then you're going to have to pretend like, oh, Tyler's the best.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know what?
And I'm going to have to pretend my life like you didn't just say that.
Exactly. Yeah,
that was really uncalled for, Fred. Or the alternative would be you step your game up between now and then.
That would be good. That's what I'm looking for. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ. Great job, Beth. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.